from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We'll talk about the Chiefs here in a little bit. There is a story in the Wichita Eagle that we all should read together as a family, but let's talk about the National Football League. Won't spend too much time on this. I try to give you guys an NFL thought every single day as we get closer and closer to the season. Brandon Ayuk is meeting with the San Francisco 49ers today to discuss why he is unhappy. I think it's very, very clear why he's unhappy. He's one of the 10 best wide receivers in the National Football League and is still on his rookie contract at the end of his fourth season. It's time to get paid if you're him. He has had a phenomenal last two seasons. In 2022, he had 78 catches for a little over 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. Last year he was phenomenal. 75 catches, 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns. This is the thing. I don't know how, if you're San Francisco, you can continue to choose Deebo Samuel over Brandon Ayuk. I think you have to pay Brandon Ayuk. I think the play, if you're San Francisco, is a very, very simple one. Let's pay Brandon Ayuk this year. Let's find the middle ground. Let's go all in for at least this upcoming season. And then when we have to pay Brock Purdy, we'll then make a decision about who we want to keep. But you cannot let Brandon Ayuk go into this season unhappy. You got legitimate Super Bowl aspirations. You are maybe the most talented team in the National Football League from top to bottom. You're a team that is in the picture. You're in the hunt. You can't lose your second best offensive player behind Christian McCaffrey. I think we can call Brandon Ayuk that, given the last two seasons that he's had. He's your second best skill position player. I think they'll figure this out. I think this summer ends with Brandon Ayuk getting a new contract. And then I think the clock kind of starts for Deebo Samuel. I was talking about this last week with Matt Verderam. I think that Deebo Samuel is playing his last season in San Francisco if he doesn't have another one of those big years. I think you don't want to have both of those guys under contract. I think you trade Deebo Samuel at the end of the year. So we'll obviously see what happens. But Brandon Ayuk is set to meet with the San Francisco 49ers today to talk about his contract. All right, let's read this story really quickly from the Wichita Eagle. We'll be joined by Josh Vernier here in a bit. This story, it says the top 9 reasons the Chiefs should consider moving to Wichita instead of KCK. Now, I want to be clear, this is an opinion page. Now, I don't know who Dion Leffler is, but today we're going to learn a little bit more about Dion Leffler. Now, I had not read this story. I had not clicked on this story. I then saw it come across my timeline. I was like, let me click on this. Let me read this. What are the 9 reasons why the Chiefs should consider moving to Wichita? Now, I have not been to Wichita since I was a teenager. maybe like 14, 15, like sophomore year of high school, I have not been there. So maybe there's a lot more going on in Wichita than I last remember. Maybe there's something popping down in Wichita. They got like a new mall or something that I don't know about. Is it some kind of booming metropolis that's going on in Wichita? I don't know. Some of you know. You got family out there. Maybe you got to go out there for work. I don't know. I don't go out there. I don't ever plan on going to Wichita again, to be completely honest with you. I can't see why I would ever go to Wichita. Am I going for vacation? Like, what is there to do in Wichita? Why would I be going there? The only way I could see myself going to Wichita is if, like, there's some kind of, like, youth tournament that I got to take the kid to. That is the only way that I could see myself at this big age going to Wichita. I don't have any family. It's out of the way. Why would I be there? I guess I would have to go if that's where the Chiefs go. They're not going there. But let's read this story. So this is the argument. Wichita is conveniently located between KC and Oklahoma City. They're not moving to Oklahoma City, but they could still stay in Kansas. You know, they got those star bonds. Maybe they want to put the team in the most populated city, the biggest city in Kansas. Let's read it, shall we? The number one reason, Nathan, the stadium renovations are already underway. Now, Nathan, this is for Wichita State. This is a little different. How big do you think that stadium is? Just out of curiosity, they are building a football track, multi-use stadium. It hosts baseball games. It has a little high school football. How big do you think the stadium is in Wichita?
Just out of curiosity. The sporting park, which I think holds like a little under 20. I'm going to go 20.
10,000.
Oof.
It's called Riverfront. 10,000 people. It then goes on to say that that's similar to what the Chargers had when they remember when the Chargers were in the transition between SoFi Stadium. So this gentleman's argument is, hey, you play at Riverfront for a couple of years while we build you guys an NFL stadium. It'll work out. That we think they're about to put Taylor Swift is about to go to Wichita, Kansas in the 10,000-seat stadium and watch her boyfriend play football. That's okay. You guys are getting mad at me on the text line. I'm simply reading the story in the Wichita Eagle, 9 reasons why the Chiefs should move to Wichita. Number one is they already have a stadium they can play in. 10,000. That couldn't seat training camp. But it's going to seat the regular season games. The AFC Championship is going to be a Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. All right. Next is the performing arts. Now, the blurb for this lets me know that there's not a lot that's going on in Wichita. You probably already know this, but Wichita is home to the historic Century 2 Performing Arts Center. We just finished painting the roof Chargers blue, but we'd be happy to paint it Chiefs red. It's the least we could do.
Well, who doesn't know about that Performing Arts Center?
That's their number two reason is that? You're telling me their number two reason why they should get an NFL team? It was 3 sentences long? That's the argument? It's historic. Who's played there? It's historic. You've heard of it before? Is it like the Grand Ole Opry? I've never heard of this place before. It's historic. They're telling me.
I usually keep tunnel vision when I go through Wichita, CDOT. I'm not looking at the signs on the road.
Okay.
Maybe I should have, apparently, according to this gentleman. I have not
heard of it. I'm just reading the story. I'm reading the Wichita Eagle. It says you might see Harrison Ford. Is he from there? Is Harrison Ford from Wichita? Did I miss this? Is he like born and raised in Wichita? That's a real reason. If Harrison Ford's from Wichita, how did I not know this? Robert then says so that's the top 3 reasons. Number 4 is pickleball. Listen to this. Wichita is on the path to becoming the capital city for America's fastest growing sport. They're going to put a chicken in pickle. In Wichita. It's not like we don't have multiple already here in Kansas City. They're about to put one in Wichita, and that's tipping the scales. How could you not? They got pickleball, and they got the Century 2 Performing Arts Center.
See, Dot, if Chicken and Pickle tipped the scales, the Royals would have gone with that Clay County plan.
Oh, my goodness. They got a Chicken and Pickle on the way? Koch Industries. All right, that makes sense. Multi-model transit. They're building a giant parking garage for their baseball park. A giant parking garage for the 10,000-seat stadium. They're building a giant... They have no smog checks. All right, that's important. They have the Steven brothers. No clue who these people are. And their last reason is Harrison Butker would feel right at home. That's their 9 reasons on why the Chiefs should consider moving to Wichita. I thought those were some good reasons. All of those reasons made a lot of sense to me. You want to make the kicker happy. That's obviously why you would make a move.
Well, of course. And in that Harrison Ford blurb, it says that he gets his private plane serviced there. So Taylor Swift, they can service the plane during the game. You know, we really care about the parking here in Kansas City. I don't see a miss on there, C-Dot.
I've been pro stay where you're at the Truman Sports Complex. But after hearing this convincing argument, I'm Team Wichita. How could you pass up on this opportunity? They got a nice 10,000-seat stadium with the Performing Arts Center right next to it, and they're building a Chicken and Pickle. Wichita's a booming metropolis. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the breaking news. The Royals have sent down Nelson Velasquez. We'll catch up with Vern really quickly to get his thoughts on all the moves today from the Royals. That's coming up. Keep it right here. So drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.